This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I'm too sleepy.
Yeah.
It's no bueno.
You said that at the beginning of the last one.
Did I?
Something similar.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. And then I started talking about how, oh yeah, I got up at 5 this morning.
Yeah.
And it's 9 now? Almost 9?
It's almost 9.
Yeah? Yeah.
It's going to be a long night.
I still got to drive back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless I want to stay with Brian. Yeah. Just kidding. That'd be weird.
Yeah. I don't know if he's still house-sitting or not. Probably not.
I'll probably sleep in my car.
Yeah. That'd be comfy cozy.
Yeah. So I started working 5 a.m. today. It was my first shift. I had training, but now I'm officially a security guard. I won't go into too much detail because it's confidential, I guess. I don't know what I'm allowed to say and not say.
Right.
But basically, I guard stuff, and it's super easy, and I get paid well.
So you're not working for, like, companies to, like, check people in and out of...
Buildings,
or...
Yeah, I do that. I do foot patrols, kind of walk around, type it up every hour, what I do.
So is your company's usual clientele just, like, businesses?
Pretty much. Right now, one of our businesses is... Vent. I got something in my throat. So, yeah. Working for them.
Yeah.
They just built a new location up in,
up in Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, it opens tomorrow.
Well, it's classified.
It's not that big of a deal. It's all just customer support. There's just a bunch of tech computers and stuff. I guess they have a demo area and whatever. I don't remember if I talked about this last time, but like they have a basketball court, and I guess Vivint, because they own the Jazz or whatever, Vivint Smart Home Arena.
Oh, gotcha.
They, in a couple of their locations, they have basketball courts, because it's whatever. For their employees and etc. But they were starting to put the Jazz logo everywhere, as well as the NBA logo.
Oh.
Now, nobody got mad at the Jazz logo because it's the Jazz, right? But the NBA cracked down on Vivint pretty hard. They were like, yeah, you can't do that. So they had to take away their NBA logos off all their courts.
Yeah.
So they got smacked on the wrist.
Yep.
The copyright.
Sports is silly to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Like, playing them is fine, but just, like, do we really need an NFL? That's a lot of money that they put into it.
I know.
It's weird. I don't get it. I don't know. I'm not a sports guy.
There's so much detail in it. Yeah. Ah, holy cow.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it, because, I mean, I could, but I don't want to. I don't want to.
But I want it.
I'm not in a good mood. I'm in a good mood. I'm just in a don't tell me what to do mood.
Yeah.
I may be wearing a suit. And I may look good in this suit. But that does not mean I get the ladies.
So?
My monkey suit.
Yeah. Jingle, jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Kris Kringle. Stack of Pringles.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. I can't.
Really?
Yeah, I hated that day when I finally realized that I can't get it anymore. I have to pour it out.
Well, I hated doing that because I don't like getting the greasy stuff on my hands. So right. I always poured it out.
I couldn't fit my hand in there anymore. And I was just like, oh, what has happened to me?
Yeah. You have to change your life.
I have to change my habits. I don't really... That is pretty bad, that day. What's another funny thing like that happens? When you just outgrow something.
Man, I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never really outgrown a bed.
Yeah.
Clothes, maybe? That's not that big of a deal.
I don't know. I had to, like, grow out of everything all at once, so...
Yeah, pretty much. Just instantaneous, like...
Oh, yeah. forced. Well, not really forced. I mean, I made the decision. So, I don't know.
Luckily, we'll never grow out of video games.
Yes.
That will never happen.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
I feel so razzle-dazzled.
Razzle-dazzled. Ugh. I myself am pretty tired. This is just going to be a long episode of us just like...
bitching.
Just crazy, random, like whatever flies through our mind.
Brain, yeah.
It's going to be like a thought passes through our head and it's going to come out of our mouth like... Yeah. Oh, man. So for those who are listening, I guess if you're ever interested, you probably should email us at the holdyourgoats@gmail.com. That came through my head, just barely. And if you want, you can come on as a guest. I'll drive you. I'll pick you up.
Let's sketch, bro.
I don't care. I know if somebody really wants to, I will find them, and I will take them here.
Well, or you could just Skype it.
Or you could just Skype it.
Oh, I need to turn that off.
What is it?
It's an air freshener. Oh.
Well, anywho. Please. Oh, scheiße. Oh, you German people. I mean, pardon my French.
Pardon. Isn't that Spanish?
Yeah.
I just got brain soup today.
I'm there,
it's
too.
Awful.
I'm right there with you.
I just can't
this
stop.
Is going to be a lot of editing.
I just can't
Or just not, no editing at all.
Oh, yeah.
And just let people take it as it is. I don't care.
Hi.
I was talking to somebody the other day. I guess, did you say yes on gender roles or no?
Yeah.
All right. Our brains are mush. Who gives a crap? I was talking to somebody the other day. We go to lunch, me and a friend, to his cousin's house like every week. And we were told to make the food this time. So we made chili mac. We got a box of macaroni cheese and chili.
Yeah. Beans or no beans?
Beans. Yeah. And just cooked it all together, right?
Yeah.
It was good. And we made too much. But every week we go, and this particular week, I don't know how it was brought up, but I was just like, man, I'm so glad I've never met somebody that, like, claims or, like, calls me out on misgendering them, you know? Or yeah. Claims to be some kind of, like, weird 26th gender. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I haven't met somebody like that yet. Yeah. I mean, I know they're out there, but I have not personally ran into one.
They could be listening to the show.
If they're listening, I don't know them. Because apparently they haven't been telling us. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. So, like, our audience is very ambiguous right now. And I'll call them out on it. But I don't know. I don't know if it's just because I'm being too loud or...
No.
I just haven't ever met somebody like that yet. And granted, they're there. Millennials, right. Snowflakes, whatever you want to call them. I don't even know. They're out there in the wild. And I just haven't found one. They're like rare Pokemon.
This is the one. We're going to get flamed now.
It's about time. I want to hear some feedback. We're gonna be taken down.
Nah. I'd still put it up.
Well, it is an SFW.
Yeah. Don't like it, don't fucking listen to it. God damn it. I don't care.
No, but for real, like, please. Let me know what you think. Am I stupid? Is my brain mush? Am I just trying to fill this podcast? Yes. So that was that. We were talking and joking around. Just saying like, oh, did you just assume my gender? And everybody just laughs.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it was so weird. And we're all just macking on chili mac.
You know what you do when you assume things?
I get called out.
You make an ass.
Yeah.
Out of you.
And me.
And me.
Assume.
Yeah.
It's like a spelling bee. Assume. Ass. You. Me. Assume.
Sounds like an anime or something.
Yeah, something silly. I make a lot of assumptions, but yeah. I feel like people can do it and still be safe, but a lot of times they go out.
It's a natural thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. That's just, we naturally want to be able to
predict,
sum things up. It's a survivability
judgment
instinct, really.
Am I going to die? Is he a threat?
Yeah.
Is he this? Is he that?
Our primal instincts. We just try to suppress them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And suppress our free speech.
It's all distractions, man. I've been saying that for years.
I've been pretty good
at my... The more I think about it, the more it bugs me.
Right. I've been pretty good in the past at making assumptions and being, like, 90% correct.
Yeah.
But that might just sound like I'm boasting.
Well, hubris, as long as you refrain from hubris and you remain...
Right. I'm not an expert.
Yeah, as long as you don't become...
60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you just don't become invested in the feeling
of
being able to... Like you're clairvoyant or something.
Like we talked about last episode, I'm a psychic. I can read palms.
Straight from the cabal.
Yep.
But yeah.
I haven't met somebody like that yet. I mean, I guess I've met people that are similar, but not too extreme. I have a roommate, though, that his professor was like, at the beginning of the semester, don't refer to me as he or she. And the whole class just like, well, what do we refer to you as then? Professor?
Yeah.
So he went out of his way, and I don't know what the professor asked the students to refer to her as or whatever. Or I just messed up.
Yeah.
Refer to the professor as. But he, the whole entire semester, referred to this professor as professor. So like whenever he was in a group setting, in a group project or something, he'd be like, oh, well, the professor said this. Or, oh, the professor said that. And that was his way around it. Because I guess, like, on college campuses, they're making it, like, a requirement, right? Or something like that?
Well, it happened in Canada.
Yeah.
It got legalized, I think. I haven't kept up with it. Last I heard it
and
was
it's just been
going
a huge mess,
voting.
Right?
I don't know. I haven't...
Imagine, like, applications and stuff that you have to deal with. And like,
right, yeah.
Just campus
it's,
website.
The weird thing is, there's no proof. Like, it, from, like, a legal standpoint,
right.
On your birth certificate, it just says male or female. That's all it says. And that's really the only kind of solid evidence that you could have against somebody for misgendering you. Because the rest of it's all word of mouth. I mean, you tell them your preferred pronoun. You could change that any day. You know, it's not like a legal thing. It's not a contract. So how can you persecute somebody for doing something that can change like that, you know?
Yeah, you can go in on Monday, and then your Wednesday class would be something different.
I don't see the point of having to make separate legislation if it's something that's just so awful that it could just be considered a hate crime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically what it is a hate crime
mm-hmm.
to them. But I don't know.
I don't know if it was... No, it wasn't. Have we talked about the March for Science thing that happened this week?
No, that just happened, yeah. That was pretty cool.
I didn't follow it close enough. But it's one of the things that they were talking about was like, yeah, science has proven for hundreds of years or more. Yes, more. I'm being stupid. That there are only two genders.
Yeah.
I mean, how else would you go about it?
It just seems weird, man.
I feel like that's something silly to be talking about, but I feel like the listeners will agree and disagree and not care.
I mean, that's if you don't debate things that you find true, that only weakens your stance on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the only two things that happen from a debate... Unless you're a total asshole, because total assholes will just be like, oh, I won. I don't need to change anything. But if somebody destroys your argument, you can just be like, oh, well...
My bad.
You can see it, And then you can kind of build on it and make it stronger, you know?
Right.
If you still hold that position. But that's the beautiful thing about debate, is if you keep an open mind, you can be like, oh, this other idea makes sense too.
Right.
You know?
That's the part I like. I think we mentioned this one time, like, facts are not all are cool, but they only go so far. Mm-hmm. So there's like a fact, right? There's a debate happening on gender. Bam. And now we get into like more of the discussion or the application or the consequence of said fact, right? So that's where it gets interesting. You hear views and points of and positions from all sorts of the spectrum.
Yeah.
My mind's losing its train of thought. It's derailing.
Going off the rails.
Yeah.
On a crazy train. Trademark.
I mean, trademark.
I don't think we'd get in trouble for that. Honestly.
I do not support Ozzy. Just kidding, I like his music. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
It's Bacon's Bacon. 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 It's fake news.
All right, well, that's fake news, and that's a lot longer than I remember. Did we get any emails? No, because our fans hate us. I think we have one email from your only listener, which totally wasn't me.
It was Hans Jen Ian.
Hans Jen Ian. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
So nice to know that nobody saw my share on Facebook and decided to email us, hold your goats. But it's okay, we're doing fake news. And this is our fake news number one.
Going into Ozzy.
Ozzy. And the bat.
Yep.
He actually did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it
accidentally.
Not accidentally. He was going to bite a head off of a bat, but he thought it was a fake bat. It was the rubber one.
Fake bat.
Until there was blood all up in his biz. That would have been so awful.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor bat.
For real. Yeah. It's just whoever was behind that one.
Yeah. He's definitely derailed on his crazy train.
Well, didn't he have like a reality show for a while?
I never watched it, but yeah, he did have it. What a weird guy. What a weird guy.
Really need to streamline the studio, bro. Chapping my khakis. I'll have to do that for what gets your goat.
Yeah, that segment on fake news was a lot longer than I remembered.
Yeah, I know. I keep thinking I should cut it down, but
It's good for now. Deal with it. It
takes so much of my life energy.
You know how many bugs I hit on the way down here today?
You counted?
I can't count them.
Oh.
But there were a lot of bees.
Plentiful.
Plenty.
Yeah.
And it was too windy to really pressure wash them, so I just left them on my car. Kind of sucks, but whatever.
Nice crusties.
I'll just hit them on the way back up right now, too, right? It's nighttime.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bugs, this leads us to number two. Those, they look like giant mosquitoes.
Oh, no.
Times 5 or 10 or whatever. They're pretty big.
Yeah, they look like a spider on the wall when they land.
Right, yeah.
They freak me out.
And people call them, like, mosquito eaters. The common name I hear.
I've heard it here, too. I don't know if that's just here in the West.
Yeah.
Or if it's everywhere.
Well, it's a crane fly, and they have, like, thousands of species of them.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest one has about a 2-inch long body.
Whoa.
And, yeah, out to the tip of its leg is 10 inches. that's a big boy.
Yes. I don't want to ever see one.
Nah. Yeah. It was out in the desert, I think. But I didn't look up a location for it. But, yeah, most of them don't even have mouths.
Right.
In their adult form. They spend most of their life as just larvae.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You just reminded me of some of the scariest stuff I've ever seen in my entire life. So, you know, like, that scene from Signs where, like, she sees the fly on the TV and she, like, reaches in and pulls it out?
No, that's in Signs?
No, Signs. I totally botched that.
Oh.
The Ring. My bad.
Where she's watching the video and it's like...
And all of a sudden she, like, pulls the fly out of the screen and her nose bleeds.
Oh, jeez.
It's pretty creepy. But anyway, flies, right?
Right.
They freak me out. Ever since this traumatic experience I had, some members of our family, they have a cabin down south, and it's like a winter cabin and a summer cabin kind of thing.
Right.
So they have shutters on all the windows and the doors for when you winterize and close it up for the winter, or even opening it up for the summer, I guess, you know? Mm. So me and my dad, this one particular time, we decided to go down and help them open it up for the first time. I'll never do it again. I kid you not. Like, we opened up the first shutter and like a black cloud of flies just whoosh comes out. And I thought this place was on fire.
Oh jeez.
But no, they were flies. And all of a sudden they were just gone.
Wow.
And I was like, where could they have gone, right? And of course, like, the whole entire windowsill is like covered in dead flies.
Ugh.
And that's not even the end of it. So I guess the whole winter they crawl up in there because it's warmer.
Yeah.
But they are cannibals. And they'll like, eat each other and just cycle through whatever.
Right.
And just mass produce inside the window.
Mm-hmm.
And so we open that first shutter and all the other shutters. And I was like having a nightmare. We go into the garage to turn on some of the generators for the electricity. And I had a flashlight, and all of a sudden I turn it onto the wall, and it was almost like you couldn't even see where the light was, like, shining, because it was all just black, and it was, like, moving, just, like, all over each other. And the whole entire garage door was just this black moving thing that, like, you shine your flashlight on, you can't even see where the light is. It
looks like a membrane.
It was scary.
Yeah.
So I just stood there and told my dad to go out in the front to open it from the other side. Because I'm not pushing that thing open.
Yeah.
Anyway, he opens it up and it's like, whoosh, all this like black cloud smoke of flies goes away.
Ugh.
Those things are scary now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously a fly is not very intimidating, but just like, they always use them in scary movies. Like,
there's just something sinister about them.
I guess they made that movie, The Fly. Like,
demonic almost.
The Fly, where he like has like a transporter machine and all of a sudden like a fly flies in with him and then they get mixed together like you've never seen that movie?
No.
I think it's called The Fly. I'm pretty sure it's called The Fly. And then all of a sudden like his skin starts falling off and he turns into like a giant fly.
Fly man,
yeah. Yeah, those are pretty creepy.
You'll become Fly Dude.
Just reminds me of that episode of SpongeBob when the butterfly is in
the Mothman?
No, the butterfly in the tree dome.
Oh.
They like catch it in a bubble.
Yeah.
And like every time it like lands on their helmet, it's like and they just freak out like So it's just like that.
No, I was saying
Mothman?
You'll become like the fly man.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Batman. Because you had the traumatic experience.
Oh, I get what you mean.
You'll have to go join a dojo.
I'm afraid of bats. Yeah. I'm gonna dress as a bat. I'm afraid of flies. I'll dress as a fly. Human fly.
Yeah.
No, I'd die in 24 hours.
That's literally. Why you have to go see some monk, some guru, some martial art guru out in the middle of nowhere.
I know, right? Get trained by Kung Fu Panda or Paul Blart.
Oh, man.
They had that playing at the Plasma Center. Gosh, I swear they picked the worst movies. They had Paul Blart Mall Cop playing.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
I thought it was okay until the mall got taken over.
Right.
Then I was like, all right, I'm done.
You know, the only thing I like about Paul Blart is in the second movie. Yes, I've seen the second movie. At the very, very, very beginning, like, opening scene. So, you know, in the first movie, he, like, leaves with that chick, and then it's, like, a happy ending, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they're, like, married, and, like, literally, like, the first scene of the movie is her saying, like, she wants a divorce. So that's, like, the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember specific details, but she's like, oh, it's because you're fat and, like, gross, and, like, I don't remember. Yeah. But it was just really funny because reality settles in, you know, yeah. On the second movie.
Yeah. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being, things that really make you upset.